Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. There's two fanboys of the Filthy Casual back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
Today we have a special guest, and this is a longtime listener and has been a collaborator. This is going to be the third time she's going to be on here. She was actually part of one of our first episodes where we did the Valentine's Day episode with all the girls. When she opened up her own website, Meet818, she was the one that took over our website or our podcast. And so we have a special guest today, a longtime friend and listener.
Oh, hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Wow, that was anticlimactic. With everything that I just like gave, it was. I thought there was going to be more to that. Oh, well. Oh. So today we're going to start off,
sorry, man.
You know, what's the term now that we're using for our opening segment?
Oh, we're
confetti.
We're calling it confetti because
why confetti?
Because it's just a blast of stuff.
What?
Everywhere. In your face, all over the place.
I mean, I guess that's the most PC.
Yeah,
thing exactly. You can
think of. I initially thought potpourri, but then Harold corrected me and said that's lame. That's 2008.
Yes,
just like 2008.
I'm gonna call it something else that starts with the something a ghost says.
Boo.
And then
boo.
Ends with the word cocky.
Well, I think since two people said it, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. That
boo.
Cocky.
Boo.
Cakey.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to stick with
confetti. Confetti. Confetti sounds good. Fanboy confetti all up in your ears.
So today we're going to talk about
fanfetti.
It's like Fetty Wap. No, it's not.
Don't bring back a reference from like 4 years ago when, sorry, that guy was relevant.
Who's Fetty Wap?
He's that guy that came my way.
Are we allowed to say the word wap?
Apple Podcast, what do you? Please let us know.
I mean, if, like, I guess if guy's
we,
name.
I guess if we use the word Fetty in the front,
yeah.
It's so, like Fetty Wap.
Yes, he's I was gonna say he's an actor.
He's something. So today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. I think we're going to start off with Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. Does anybody actually know the full name of the movie?
Let's look it up real quick.
I think Birds of Prey, Emancipation
of Proclamation
of Harley Quinn. Right. Okay.
Is a so, very long title. Did all of us watch it by any chance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the trailer just dropped.
Dan, were you able to watch it?
I did.
Okay. So what do you guys think? Some thoughts? Looking forward to it? What's going on here?
I am really excited. I really like the direction that they're taking with this. I think, if anything, you know, Margot Robbie, playing Harley Quinn is one of those great casting choices where they hit it out of the park. She was definitely one of the brighter spots of Suicide Squad, however you might enjoy that movie itself.
Even the pyro guy is not as bright. No,
and you know, so I really like how they're taking this. And I've been a fan, you know, like all of us here, we're all comic book readers. Mm-hmm. I did like the whole Birds of Prey concept, you know, the female vigilantes of Gotham. So I think I really like where they're going to go with this. Not to mention, I you know, they cast Ewan McGregor, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi and the guy from Trainspotting, as the bad guy, Black Mask.
Can you point out who
Ewan McGregor is? I mean, how many, you know, but not to confuse with, okay, the other.
Just, which one McGregor was Ewan?
Ewan.
No, which one? I'm not even joking. Which one was
Ewan McGregor?
No, I know who Obi-Wan Kenobi is, but who was he?
He's the only other guy. He's like the one guy.
That was McGregor?
That's the McGregor.
That was Conor McGregor?
That was McGregor. Thank you, Scrooge. So, you know, seeing him in action, it looks really fun. So it looks like a fun movie, which I think it's a great direction they should take with it.
My thing was, I was kind of confused, to be honest with you. The Joker movie just is going to be, by the time this thing comes out, is it?
It'll be this past weekend.
This past weekend. Which, by the way, are we watching it? Or
we were trying to discuss this earlier. We're teetering on it?
Yeah, we're weary of it because, you know, being a parent, you know, most of these most of these radar movies, obviously, we have to plan a little more extra. So we'll have to see about that one,
Okay.
I think I'll catch it.
No, what was interesting to me was that I was kind of confused because at least the tone of the movie reminded me way too close to the Joker movie. Like the tone, the music, just the way it was presented. I was trying to figure out if it was intentional. And I don't know if you guys saw it. Yes, the Birds of Prey was a little bit more playful, mm-hmm. but it just the music, the note that kept on popping up, and the song choice, it just kind of threw me off. And considering that the director of Joker intentionally said that nope, it's not part of the DCU, DCU whatever it's called, it just seemed weird. What do you think, Dan?
I was kind of thrown off because for me, Birds of Prey was more the comic book, you know, Barbara Gordon post Batgirl, and then with Huntress, and I don't think Harley was in the original. No. You know? So no. Seeing this was more, I don't know, it was playful, but it kind of, it's sort of like a girl going through a bad breakup and then trying to find herself type of thing, feel. So it's going to be interesting because it's really, like, for me, it's non-traditional.
I kind of agree. I think if they took away the idea of the Birds of Prey part mm-hmm. and just called it Emancipation of Harley Quinn, it would make a little bit more sense, especially considering that I consider myself a comic book fan. Like, if I had not read, like, the news coming into this, I would have not known any of these characters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it would just be some random females. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I would have known is Harley Quinn. So it's going to be interesting how they're going to make this work.
I think when you're talking about the trailer, mm-hmm. they're really kind of trying to recreate the success that they had of the trailer, mind you, not the whole movie, mm-hmm. of Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas in the trailer of Suicide Squad was the best part of the movie. And from what I read before, the trailer was so successful that they actually ended up using the editors of the trailer instead of the editors of the movie for the final cut, which made the original director pretty mad. So they're going with that with the whole, I mean, it's a thing where they do the whole classical song. I forgot the name of the song already, but, using that while, you know, showing scenes of violence. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with Dennis. If you hadn't told me that this is a different kind of movie, mm-hmm. called Birds of Prey, no clue that any of that existed. Because, like, when they show the clip at the very end where it shows the names, mm-hmm. like, I could see Rosie Perez for a second. But it said Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and I was like,
yeah, Ramona Flowers.
Yeah. And I'm like, you literally, I even going back on it, I've only seen the trailer twice. I'm not really, at the moment, trying to go back and try to find, like, a specific uh-huh. character just because I love her. I'm sorry. I like her work. That sounds creepy. I love Ramona Flowers. You will always be my Ramona. But like it's just, you know, I get that Harley was the main character, was the biggest star in Suicide Squad, and that's what they're trying to base this whole movie off of. But at the same time, why bury the lead? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, if the movie is more about her than anything else, and that's what it clearly is, then why don't you call it Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why you're marketing, man.
Yeah. But I get why they're doing it, because that's the series that they want to build on. And Harley Quinn's already, you know, guaranteed in the next Suicide Squad
movie. Oh, that's right. That's right. She's in the James Gunn sequel.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no matter what, that's the sad thing is, like, knowing that she's already part of that next movie, that means there's no stakes for her whatsoever in this movie. Because, you know, nothing bad that she can't come back.
Like the Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
That's in the past, man. Unless they're holding Suicide Squad in the past, which, let's be honest, let's keep moving forward. Then.
Yeah. It's James Gunn, so we never know. But yeah, so, I mean, you're right, though. Maybe it's like the Warner Brothers' way of hedging their bets that they don't have as much faith in, you know, Margot Robbie as the role, which seems to be, I think that's the wrong direction, because you're right. Like, of anything that the DC has done properly in the last, or DC film universe at least has done correctly in the last decade or so is her. So they should have just put all their eggs in that basket and went all in. And hopefully, I like Carol's idea, Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. But, you know, we'll see. See how it goes.
Man, you should have written this whole thing.
I mean, no. As much as we always say, though, like, okay, as a side, we do the whole joke about, like, yeah, why don't people let us ever write screenplays? I follow screenplay writers on Twitter. Those guys have absolutely the worst time just doing their job because they always get like writer's block. They have, mm-hmm. they say they run out of creativity after the first five minutes. And they're like, yeah, we have to keep, you know, reassuring ourselves that we're the job that we're doing is actually pretty good. And then we get one comment on Twitter saying that our job, that we suck at our job, and then it like just throws everything around. And I'm like,
so they're like podcasters.
Yeah. Except for with us, we don't care that the only people that are listening to us is the other person that's recording with us right now.
Hey, that's not true.
Our only listeners.
There's dozens of them.
There's a couple of them.
Is there anything else that we want to talk about? I think, Harold, you were mentioning...
And a couple of things.
Masked Singer.
Yeah, the Masked Singer is back.
Surprise hit last season.
Yeah.
It was something that Harold, for some reason, was an expert at.
I was obsessed
with the first season. He was really good at that. Like, you had... Sorry, I think you guessed what...
Everybody but Antonio Brown.
Yes.
And Antonio Brown was the first person.
I was going to say, he was the first one to go. I know I was lapsed. I was late on late getting in on that one. So it is sitting on my DVR, so unfortunately I haven't seen it yet. But what's the feel for this season, dude?
So my daughter's a big fan.
Oh, cool.
So she had me sit down.
Your daughter owns a big fan?
No.
She's an electric fan?
No, it's electric. It's
song in episode two, I guess.
which, by the way, let's stop this real quick because Harold is like giggling because the last 30 seconds I've been fighting with Dan because for some reason she's been avoiding the microphone.
Like every time the microphone comes closer to Dan, she keeps leaning backwards. It's super counterproductive.
So Dan, I know.
Then don't do it again.
I'll say the
microphone needs to be in front of you.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead. You're saying Masked Singer, your daughter.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Your daughter, big fan.
Your daughter.
Oh yes, daughter's a big fan. So she had me sit there and watch the 2-hour
premiere.
Yes, first episode. So it was pretty fun.
Okay.
I think performers this time around way better than the ones from season one.
Okay,
because I was having a hard time, like, oh my gosh, I want the thingamajig, but then, you know, the egg, it's like, ah!
So the what?
The characters are really good this year.
They're more over the top than last year.
So there's no Antonio Browns.
No, actually.
Well,
the Rottweiler...
The Rock
kind of reminds me of
Tony. Yeah, but he's good though.
He's
the Rottweiler.
Really
no, but I thought we were talking about character.
That's racist. Though.
Oh. No,
character.
I meant like carrying a tune.
But. Oh yeah. Okay.
So
the first people eliminated, and by the time this episode airs, we're actually recording as the second episode is airing.
Yes.
But for the first episode, the premiere episode, they eliminated two people.
Oh wow. Okay.
And they had really good singers, and it was like, what the hell's going on here? Because last year, you started out with a good singer and then Antonio Brown. So it's like easy elimination.
And then this year
it's like, I don't know who's going to get eliminated. And then one ends up being Johnny Weir, Olympic gold medalist for figure skating.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he was dressed as an egg, which is fantastic. And then the second one, who I'm guessing your son would have guessed right away.
Ninja?
Exactly.
Really?
Because as soon as he started...
Whoa, how did you know?
Because we know what he talk about.
Because you said my son. It was like, it's either LeBron James
or Ninja.
Or Ninja.
Ninja is somebody that's really...
He's a thing, dude.
Really?
But this is the thing is, so I was watching at the same time with one of my set of friends, and we're all texting each other, oh, what do you think it is? And then my friend right away, right when that guy started performing, she goes, oh, my kids know that's Ninja. And I was like, yeah, I know too. And she's like, how do you know? I was like, you think I don't watch Twitch and like listen to him talking? And I was like, he decided to do his very first song was Old Town Road. So there's no slight singing and then literally him
auto-tune.
Talking.
Yeah.
So it's like, not millions, but billions of people have heard this kid talk. So it's like, as soon as he started talking, everyone was like, Ninja. No, there was no doubt.
Okay.
No second chances. It was just like, that's Ninja. And the fact that they got the world's biggest streamer.
Yeah, dude.
And they had an Olympic gold medalist. Like before, last year, it was like, you know, Tommy Chong. And I was like, It's like, we all know Tommy Chong, yeah, but it's not like, oh my God, Tommy Chong. Yeah. Like Terry Bradshaw. That was last year. This year was like, holy crap, it's Ninja. And then I'm guessing it's like, they're, the way they're talking about it, it's like, there's more Grammy winners. Uh-huh. There's more Broadway musical stars.
Wow, okay.
And big actors, supposedly. So it's like, you know, it's a new...
It's like a whole different level of competition.
Okay. So if you like... This is, I think it's the one of the things where it's like, you know, growing on the first season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like American Idol, where like, you know, the first season was like, okay, this is like a test and this, we'll see how everyone, you know, reacts to this. And then everyone last year was like, dude, Masked Singer was like the most fun. And then now everybody who's watching was like, okay, I want to be in on this. And I've been looking into how to be an audience member for that show. So nice. That's how much I love that show.
It's a good show.
So it's kind of like, I guess, the reverse of Dancing with the Stars, where Stars is...
Yeah.
Quote unquote stars.
Like before it was like.
Oh, that's true. The first few seasons when it was a hit, it was like everybody and their mom wanted to be. Now it's like D-list stars. Yeah, so, but
I mean, like.
Right now it's hitting,
Yeah. So like last season, the people at the very end were very, very popular.
Yeah. But they were like, Margaret Cho.
Yeah. And then just like,
oh,
what?
That was from that one stand up you remember.
Remember that show?
Was it Gladys Knight on it too?
Yeah.
She was in place.
But she was Gladys Knight. And I was like, as soon as she started singing, you're like,
oh, Gladys Knight.
Yep. So that's why the people this year are like, okay, if Gladys Knight did last year, then either Patti LaBelle or Chaka Khan is doing it this year. I was like, first of all, racist. Second of all, accurate. Because if you can get that big of a name.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Chaka Khan is a woman?
Yes.
It was something I said like out loud like about 10 years ago. Because I heard Chaka Khan? That's the only thing I know. Like, and somebody told me it was a woman. It was like, really? Cool.
All right. Good for them.
Anything else, Harold?
If you guys didn't see, Call of Duty Mobile is now available. If you haven't played it yet, it is fantastic.
Okay.
If you have really good eyesight.
So I'm out.
Otherwise, it is a terrible experience because I have, I think, the biggest screen on a phone.
Okay.
And I have problems seeing enemies because you gotta really zoom in. So, I mean, I thought I was having a difficult time playing Fortnite on this thing. This Call of Duty is slightly easier because all you literally have to do is, you know, get close to the reticle. But no. I don't cheat. I don't put auto aim on. I use my own, you know.
You have standards.
I do. And I've played seven
Look
games.
At your son, Lewis. Look at your son.
I've played seven games so far within the past day or so. I've been the MVP 5 times. I've gotten 50% of the kills 4 times.
Nice, dude.
So
very nice,
I know I'm not that great at the game, but for now, because I'm beginning, like, I think I'm better than most of these other people starting. So it must be some kind of a beta test.
Or in your face, everybody else.
Yeah. In your face, everybody else who downloaded the game and sucks.
Is it free to play or?
It is free to play.
Okay, right on.
So, but then as usual, anything you want to add on.
Okay, like, skins.
Yeah,
and
so your nephew wants to buy some new weapons and stuff.
You kind of have to.
That's right, buddy, for listening to this episode.
No more.
He knows what you did.
I know what you did.
Wow, bitterness coming out. So, thanks for that, H. You know, the whole confetti. We might need, to, I don't know, confetti. I'm still not sold on the name.
Sorry, I like
fanfetti.
The idea.
I like fanfetti.
Fanfetti? Okay, fine. we'll deal with it. But it's interesting that we're actually coming up with names like this
for segments.
You know, new segments like this because for those people who are longtime listeners, I don't know if you guys know, this is episode 104, meaning this is the second year. This is the end of the second season. You know, and we're moving on to third season. But, you know, before the second season ends, we kind of wanted to do a little introspection. Of course, when we reached 200, we kind of blew our wad and did an introspection already at that
point.
We
did 100.
100.
No. Oh, 100. 200.
It's
like,
whoa.
It's like, wait a minute.
Are you from the future?
I am from the future. So when we did 100, we kind of did an introspection. But we kind of wanted to do something a little special. And so we decided to ask one of our listeners and, of course, our contributors, Dan over here, to try to kind of, you know, instead of us asking each other the questions. We thought it would be interesting to, for somebody from an outside perspective to see if she can figure see something that maybe we're not seeing, maybe something that we can think about that we can kind of grasp and understand and know moving forward. So that's why we decided that Meet the 818 Girl was going to take over Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual for a couple minutes. So Dan, it is your show. Go ahead.
It's my show. It is your show. I'm so nervous. So I was listening to the 100th episode, and I think you guys covered all the bases as far as like what, you know, the future of the podcast holds, et cetera, et cetera. But let's say I'm a first time listener. I start listening to your podcast at episode 103. Know nothing about you guys. What would you say your origin, or if I were to have to know anything about you guys, just origin story of the podcast, what's the one thing that I would have to, yeah.
To know.
Okay, got it.
We were bitten by radioactive podcasters.
Yes. So there was one time where we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard. And there were
a couple, as one is to do.
Yes, a couple of podcasters kind of bit Lewis for some reason. And it was kind of weird, bit Lewis like in the earlobe. And the moment he got bit in the earlobe, something started going on kind of in Lewis's ear. And this earworm started kind of going through. And it was going, start a podcast. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Is it the earworm that stole all his talent?
Damn, man. Right here, dude.
Oh, I thought we were doing this virtually.
So, I mean, as you can see, this is pretty much the origin of our podcast. It was just us goofing around, us talking to each other, and our friends basically told us, dude, you're funny. And we're like, we are? And it took, what, a year before we actually had the courage to actually come and start talking. And ever since then, you know, history has been made.
You know what's funny is on Facebook, I just saw a video that we posted. Mm-hmm. Or that was from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you see that video?
No. Which one was it?
It was technically when we did our very first practice cast. Oh, when you were trying to show the children how to do magic. That sounds weird.
That magic. Oh,
the blanket. The blanket.
Yes.
The, you know, if
the blanket
you,
magic.
If you guys are familiar with the throwing up the blanket and then running into a wall, which Lewis did not do.
I thankfully did not.
Smart enough to teach the kid. Yeah, he literally like.
I told the kid, stay put. I'll run.
He said as soon as the blanket went up, he shoved him out of the way. He's like, out of here. And it's my turn. But that video always reminds me that was the day, like, we're like, okay, we need to distract those children with magic so we can do our podcast over here. Like they're so enamored with everything. And it's like, it's weird that's kind of, not weird, but that's the kind of the dynamic that we run with here, where it's like, we're also ingrained as family and friends mm-hmm. at the same time, but we have always had, like a strain of like a pop culture knowledgeability, mm-hmm. just knowledge that we've always wanted to, you know, that we bounce ideas off of each other. So, like, we do the whole joke about, like, you know, we could technically be screenwriters. It's like, you know, we create small episodes in our heads every week. And then those are the episodes that, you know, unfortunately, you guys have to listen to.
No.
You don't have to listen to, but I mean, it's kind of where it is.
You do twist our arm. It's like, you have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So that's how my wife.
Ooh, awkward.
Oh.
What do you tell your wife, then?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
That's how my wife goes to sleep. I'm going to turn this our podcast on. Oh, cool. Oh. I'm out.
Hey. I'm telling you, as long as it gets our listens up, that's fine.
It adds our downloads, man.
Technically, as long as she listens to the whole that's a whole.
Exactly.
Whole
episode. She goes right into REM sleep about minute 40, so we're good.
That's perfect. Know, right? We're only good for the first 5 minutes.
Just like a lot of things in our bedroom. What?
What?
Oh, no.
You get 5 minutes?
I don't know what to do with the other 4 minutes, dude.
Hey, good job, dude. Good job.
Congratulations. I'm just giving her a high five. Like, yeah. Ooh. You up? Ooh. Shout out.
So, of all the podcast names that you guys could come up with, why Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual?
Because three guys and one microphone was
already taken.
Oh, I remember that discussion. You're right.
I was so pissed off. I remember that somebody took that. And I thought we were so clever though. You're like, yeah. No one would figure this out.
And then we're like, three guys, one mic.
Their friend's name is Mike.
And that was already taken. Both of them, right? Yeah, spelled both Mike them, and yeah. like Michael Mike and then M-I-C. But.
And, you know, we just started coming out. And it was, this is the, to be honest with you, we'll talk about origin story. This is the reason why we really, to be honest, can't fire Lewis. Is because Lewis actually came up impetus. With the title. So, Lewis, where's the origin of this?
We're going to have to dig into like our literal 1,000-word chat to find it, because to be honest, I think that's actually one of my favorite parts of our origin story too, is that there is a magical, mystical chat with literal thousands of things at this point. I don't even want to do a count. Like, I think if you scroll back, like, 2 years, thankfully none of my coworkers hear this, but every day there's at least hundreds of little exchanges between the three of us.
Thank God your coworkers. Come on, man, we need them.
Listen, please.
How are you doing? Catch me. You say catch me?
Catch me if you can, sucker. That's what I'm doing in the bathroom.
As long as you're listening to the podcast, that's okay, dude.
So, I think the concept just came up, it's 2 years ago now, but I remember talking to you guys about it and how a lot of the dynamic of a three-person podcast would be that kind of thing where, you know, at any time, two of us would be really, well, quote-unquote, experts on it, and one would be, like, super casual about it. And the funny thing is, like, the word casual to us nerds seemed like almost a bad word. So I felt like, at least in the last year or so, I've kind of embraced that role, and to the point where it's like, yeah, you kind of take it on, and you have a little pride to being the fact that you're the casual guy. You don't have a team. You don't have to, you know, put in 40 hours at Final Fantasy or, you know.
I feel attacked. You damn, did two dude. Things on me. I don't have a team and I didn't put it. Hey, by the way, 50 hours is different. Oh, my bad. That's a whole other day.
10 hours, you know, that's a difference between a noob and a weeb. So, you know, I think it's been just a really fun idea of how that came about. Because, yeah, it was really just how the dynamic worked out. Like, Dennis and Harold went to high school together. Dennis and I came from the Philippines.
Together?
Together.
Same boat. We were both rowing.
Was Lewis really rowing?
No. That's why I don't like him.
I was enjoying the view with Jack and Rose. Yes, we were on the Titanic for some reason. That's just how that came about, and I'm kind of glad it stuck. It stuck, so, because it's kind of marketable, I think. So,
yeah. Actually, you know what? If I remember correctly, also Lewis's favorite insult has always been "filthy casual" for the past, I want to say, 6 or 7 years.
And his name is before his tag was Snarky Fanboy.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you gave that to your son already.
Yeah, we're kind of
He's co-opting.
He's co-opting it until he turns 13.
You do realize that website's still available, right?
Is it really?
Yes.
I should take that. Okay. Thank you.
But the thing is, we would have, as the three, you know, biggest pop culture nerds in our group of friends, when other people would mention things, you know, Lewis would say something like, "Oh yeah, that's great, you filthy casual."
Oh, and he pushes the glasses.
Yeah, and he would do that thing. But it was more prominent than anything, if I remember correctly, when we went to watch X-Men 3 for your birthday. And then you were just more like, "I can't believe we're about to watch a movie with a bunch of, it's like with my closest friends, but a bunch of casuals." Really? I was like, I know you ain't talking about me. I was like, I live in movie theaters. And I was like, oh, he's talking about our other friends. So sorry, other friends who listened to this, because he was actually talking about you.
You are the guy.
But you guys are also the inspiration for this. So yeah. Take that.
Way to cover, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So speaking of inspiration, so having a podcast, doing this every single week, what inspires you guys to continue? It's episode 104 and you're 2 years in. You know, what drives you to keep on doing this podcast?
Nothing else to do.
you say what drives us?
Yes.
A Toyota Tacoma.
Expensive gas right now. $4, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
With the price of gas. I'm surprised Lewis is here.
I was going to take the train, but my Metrolink pass don't work at night.
It's a safety pass. It's like, how do we make sure this guy doesn't get murdered?
That's an interesting question. Wow, I kind of have to question myself now.
You are befuddled.
I am befuddled. Why are we still doing this? Because definitely not because of money. Definitely not because of fame. Let's see.
It's not because I like you guys.
But I think part of it is just really that it's just fun to have nights like this where we can just shoot the breeze and actually feel like we've fulfilled and we've done something that's worthwhile.
Yeah. You
know? Where do I find inspiration? It really is just. An episode that we're going to be doing next week. We're inviting a friend of mine, and the reason why I invited her is because of the fact that her and I had an exchange, and something in the back of my mind clicked. I was like, "Dude, that's a perfect episode idea." And so sometimes that's what happens. That certain ideas, certain topics, I hear from somebody, and the first thing that pops in my head is that would be great for the podcast.
Yeah, and it's, I know we discussed this before where we say this is our creative outlet, mm-hmm. and also the collaborative creation that we do together. It sounds funny that it literally takes us like a whole week of like, so we're recording tonight. What are we talking about? It's like we've had this whole time to prepare, but for us, it's like, you know, it's not so much the pressure or anything, but it's just like just becoming creative in that moment where it's like, this is the idea we've come up with. How are we going to talk about this particular idea? And like we talked about before, what is the two fanboys, one filthy... tell us her name again? Yeah, whatever. I think it's filthy casual. I think about my more successful podcast. Oh.
The one he actually markets for.
I think we do market. But just working... It's... You know, like our friendship has always been about, you know, creative ideas and everything. Mm-hmm. Now actually applying it towards something, you know, that we're working on together, it's always going to be fun. So,
yeah, I think personally too, like, I think we're living in a underratedly like golden age of pop and like nerddom. Mm-hmm. So this is just like a great opportunity, a great time to like create, like Harold was saying. I think we mentioned it at like the Kevin Smith podcast a couple weeks ago, that was like our whole spiel that they inspired us to create. And in this day and age, we're spoiled. Like we have TV shows, streaming, you know, cartoons, comic books turning into movies, into TV shows and becoming the mainstream. So it's like there's not a lot of content, not a lack of content. So, you know, almost every week you can come up with something brand new and something inspirational. Speaking of inspiration, not to get sentimental, but, my kids inspire me. You know, my youngest guy, as much as these guys tease him about how he plays video games, he's like an amazing basketball player. It's something I have no idea where he got it from, because mm-hmm. I wish I played as good as he is, but he's like so creative on the court. My eldest, who's a film and TV art major, he's amazing. I watch him like edit on Photoshop lately, and you know, watching him collaborate with some of his classmates, it's beautiful, the stuff that he does. So part of me feels like, you know, if we're not creating, then what are we doing? You know, like what makes us different from the animals is that we're like actively trying to make things better, or trying to make things, to create things, to entertain, to make things happy, to make people happy. So yeah, so my kids inspire me. So yeah, that's it.
So if I make a podcast and it's just dogs and cats meowing and barking, does that mean we're no different than animals?
What do they have to say about Tom Holland's Spider-Man?
Meow.
That'd be bark, bark. That's the Dennis cat.
Well, he has no story.
Overrated. Oh, wait, I'm not even meowing at that point.
You're just yelling into the mic.
So as far as content, you guys are killing it. you know.
Yay,
killing content?
No, not... No, I'm... Okay. Your content
I'm
is...
I'm so sorry, content!
It's relevant and entertaining. Like, I've been on the website, I've read the articles, you know, I listened to your guys...
That's how she said article.
Articles.
Oh, okay, second.
With an S.
So well, Lewis has been killing it, dude.
That's what I said.
Yay! I did a thing. I actually did just post one today too. I'm pretty proud.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, dude. I haven't put it on your socials.
Oh, yet, I haven't.
No. It's okay. Like I updated it on download. Click. That's how my. It says you got mail. Click.
There's you got mail.
So as far as that, what else would the audience be looking forward to? We have the website, we have the podcast,
I think,
merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, merchandise sounds like a lot of fun, especially to kind of try to monetize all this stuff. Like Dennis has said, we're not doing it for the fame or the money because we ain't doing much of either. But, you know, I'd love for, you know, all the effort that we're putting into this to kind of come to some kind of fruition. So, yeah, merchandise sounds great. I kind of really do want to do more interviews. I think we did a really great job, or at least... I feel like we did a great job when we had our friend Earl come on board, who was a voice actor in episode 98 or 99. We have, you know, in LA, we're spoiled, or in the Valley, at least, we're spoiled with how many creative people are out there. So hopefully we can reach out and, you know, Harold and I have been doing our best, quote unquote, trying to just shoot a shot and like reach out to these directors, producers, creators, these mainstream products, you know, these dudes making movies for Pixar's or short films. Or what was that one that you just shared today? Or he was a director for, what was
it? One of my buddies is a, I think a lead, VFX.
Right.
Guy.
Yeah.
For Star Trek Discovery and, the Picard series.
Yeah.
So Chuck, if you're listening, I know your brother sometimes does cause he makes our shirts, but
nice. Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Nice.
But,
do I know your shirt guy?
Is her shirt guy? Oh, she's a different shirt guy.
I think so.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not shirt, and that's why I'm here.
So yeah, hopefully, you know, more interviews, more outreach into the community, and like I said, you know, the interviews. Not to mention like when Harold and Philam Arts reached out, and we were part of the whole Happy Jail. Experience that was fun, and I think I really liked being part of that, you know, being part of a network, being part of community, just putting our faces and our names out there. It'd be a lot of cool.
And slowly we're trying to try our hand in video.
Oh, podcasting. Right.
Yeah,
you know, we're pretty soon you're going to be able to see Harold actually do a unboxing.
The funny thing about the unboxing is I've watched it. It's gonna come soon. But it's like, you know, regular unboxings are people just showing you what's the product and whatever. Our version of unboxing is way more entertaining because it's basically a mini podcast. Like, I don't know if we realized it when we were filming it, but it's just so great because it's us talking about the product and then like the whole retro feels about everything and then us giving our input about that kind of thing. So it's kind of interesting.
Nice. You should tag the maker of that product.
Yeah. Yeah. Sega.
Sega?
Yeah.
Who's Sega?
Sega. Oh,
dude, that's their word.
Can't use that.
You can't use that word.
All right, last
Those
one.
Those filthy Nintendo.
You and your two buttons.
If you had... the ideal collaboration or the ideal guest person, who would it be? Or who would they be?
Ooh. That's a good question, though. Because I think we, Harold brought up Kevin Feige a while ago. Yeah. That would be perfect, so I'm not going to harp on that again.
But let's go realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, somebody that we can realistically actually like get our hands on.
We're kidnapping them?
I mean, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes, bro. Dedication, yo.
Dedication, homes.
For me, I would like to, and you know, you were talking about in the future. I've been talking about bringing in the lady from Perky Nerd. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think part of it is that we just don't, I mean, you're a woman, so I mean, I should be used to it, but I don't know, there's something different about, just a bunch of guys shooting a breeze and then actually bringing in somebody, not just a stranger, but also somebody that, that is of a female persuasion. So I think, that's one thing that I've been hesitating, to be honest with you. But I think that's one person that I would want to do, because I think if we can do that, I think it can at least prove to me, maybe to us, that that's something that that type of interview process, I think we could easily do.
I dig that. On the other side of things, I think I already mentioned the fact that we went to Kevin Smith. So I think who I'd want to feasibly, and I think realistically, could if the stars align and mm-hmm. all the ducks are in a row or whatever gets in a row, Mark Bernardin.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
yeah. I know Kevin Smith's a hella busy guy. Not that Mark Bernardin is not, because I think he's actually one of the few screenwriters that I follow too on Twitter. And he tweets about his day and how busy it is. But listening to him on his podcast, dude is an incredible mind. Like, he just has such like great introspect. He has a lot of great ideas about the creative process and the way that he interprets a lot of the mainstream stuff. Even like, yeah, even his co-stars, like even Kevin Smith gets blown away sometimes with ideas that he comes up. So I think Mark Bernardin would be a great guest, and just to pick at his mind and see where his projects are going and how he creates would be like great.
I'm actually in the idea that I think a great episode would be just a random member of our friend group that isn't an expert at anything.
Okay.
But we just like to hear their opinions on certain things, because we never dogpile on people. Like, we haven't dog.
We've been told that we can't do
well,
that.
Well, ever since college that one time.
Yeah.
And it was on video.
Hashtag me too, bro.
Yeah.
50 feet. That's what the judge told me.
But It's like we have guests that are, either we're trying to get professionals and whatnot, but mm-hmm. I think for us, a good episode would just be having a good fun time and having it being recorded. Like, people we haven't seen in a while, or just, which is pretty much everybody. Yeah. It seems like it, but just a good old fashioned
sit down
and having a conversation, but at the same time having that conversation recorded, which, seems like some kind of a, violation of privacy, but
as long as they sign something.
Yeah, but if we
we're supposed to sign something?
Yeah.
What? Are you supposed to sign? Well, no, we're good.
Yeah, hashtag me too. But a regular conversation, having it recorded, in our terms of pop culture and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And even, just our regular, how we start things off talking about our everyday stuff where we shoot the breeze and whatnot. And it would just, I think it'd just be interesting.
I think you're right. Cause I think to take a step back, we're neck deep in this stuff. So we take for granted the perspective of people mm-hmm. outside. So even my wife, she's infinitely busier than I am at work than I am. So, she doesn't take a third of the stuff that I take in. So it's just funny to talk to her about the little stuff. Oh, did you know that Tom Holland might not be Spider-Man anymore? It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, see.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. I've known this for months, and this is just something that she's heard of. So yeah, I think it'd be definitely fun to just take that kind of perspective, take a step back, see where the rest of you casuals are.
Yeah, we had that running gag about bringing about our buddy on ever since when we first started, and he actually was kind of disappointed the one time where we invited him over and we didn't record.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh,
where's Mike's?
We're just gonna hang out, huh? We're
like, who is this?
We won't use real names, but I'll call him Gowdy.
Gowdy McGowderson?
Yeah.
Ah, Gowdy, got it.
Salty McFoot Toe.
Dude, that would be an interesting episode, to be honest with you.
To have him on?
Let's make it happen.
Robert Uric Acid. I've been holding on to that one for decades. But, not just him, but, not just people in our friend group, obviously, but, expanded friend groups. Like we said, we want some of your buddies to come on. I'm pointing to Lewis. Dennis, hopefully you can bring like some kind of friend.
Yeah, I have a friend, a coworker of mine. She might be an interesting interview.
Coworker or friend?
Both. Okay. Friend worker. Co-friend.
Co-friend. What does that even mean?
Exactly. Well, he asked me the question.
Means you're sharing your friend?
Both. Both a coworker and can't I have friends who are coworkers? Is this illegal?
I'm just jaded because I don't like anybody in my job.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, fine. There you go. Co-friender. Because we have friends
that are friends.
That are well. Friends with us as well. Got it. Okay. Okay. Cool.
All right. I think that's it.
Cool. Well, that was a quick takeover, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you get old, you know, it's not about length, it's about
quality.
Quality?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you heard about the guy who owns the parody site of yours? Meet the Eminate?
What?
M-E-A-T?
No.
Did you buy it?
Did you? Harold. Oh, crap.
Oh, wow.
She's so mad right now. She's throwing furniture at.
I really thought Harold bought the other website.
Be terrible if I did.
I thought you
bought. I've been joking about it for like
no, I months. Thought you bought carne ocho uno ocho.
Ocho uno ocho.
Carne.
Thank you, Jen Johnson, for that Spanish lesson.
Okay, well, thank you, Dan, for being here with us today.
No, thank you.
We really do appreciate it. You're talking about the idea of inspiration. Are we going to think of anything else to do? So we're like, hey, interview time.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Okay. Yeah. And so really thank you for being one of three people that actually listen to our podcast.
It's a good podcast.
I really need to get my wife to actually listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you need to get her.
She never actually pays attention to it.
Yeah.
That's it for us today. I hope you enjoyed our episode. As usual, this is the time where we're losing control of this podcast. This is the time where we kind of throw out our social media stuff.
That's your producer.
Yes. So social media stuff. I know you have a lot of things that you do. So this might be a good time to plug your website.
Oh yes. So Meet the 818 actually features local business. Podcasts, etc. In the 818. So you can follow me at meet the 818 on Instagram and Facebook. And the articles are on meettheeight18.com.
M-E-E-T.
M-E-E-T. Yes. Like meet. Like, hey, how are you, Harold? Nice to meet you.
Meet where?
No. Not that kind.
And not the Spanish version of it.
No.
Carne con queso.
And of course for us our Mimo website
cheese.
Is twofanboys1casual.com where we have our old content, all our old episodes and Lewis's content. That pretty much is
it. It's all we're working with right now.
It's almost like Lewis knows that the end is coming. it's like somebody whose contract is up and you have to try to work for the next contract.
So you like ball out. It's like ball out crazy to get the next max contract.
It's like when you hear that they're about to do layoffs and they're like, I have to make myself
significant.
Unreplaceable.
Hey, it's working, bro. It's working. Unless we can get a female to actually take over. That's the only demographic we're missing.
We should do that. A female takeover.
I'm still right here, dude. Oh,
no. I mean,
all of it.
NXT takeover.
Ooh,
what's that?
Money's on Bianca Belair. Anyway, so on Facebook, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, every time the podcast goes live, we will post it there. Any new articles as well, we'll be posting it there. Any fun news, trailers, articles, and anything around the web, we'll be sharing there too.
You can follow us both on Twitter and Instagram at Two Fanboys One Casual.
Well, that's it for us today. Hopefully you enjoyed our episode. Thank you for 2 years. Thank you for all the efforts that you have been putting into listening to 104 episodes. You know, if you have a, if you are interested in joining our Patreon page, please hit us up. We actually have a new topic on Patreon, all about myself and the time I could not poop. So if you're willing to do a Patreon page, hit us up and we'll put that into the stories.
Really quickly, story, because, you know, we are debuting this episode today. Hopefully you guys got a chance to see the debut of AEW Dynamite on TNT. Yeah. As well as the 2 hour shot on NXT on USA. And I'm only bringing that up because I was going to say something about TNA Impact and your butt, but.
Wow, okay.
I couldn't really transition it.
Gotcha.
But I feel.
That is it for us today. As usual, hopefully you enjoyed our episode. This is.
This is Dan.
This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Thunder.
And this is Lightning.
Yeah, so if you pay for the extra tier, does your poop story become ASMR? Or
does that become our next YouTube video?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.